Issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. You know what time it is. It's 11:30 on Thursday. So that means Dr. Michael McCutcheon is in the house. Now, if this is the first time you are hearing this segment, this is a weekly segment where my best friend, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, executive coach, and co-founder of Wanderlust Career, a firm that careers that specializes in career achievement and increasing overall life satisfaction. He's a professor. He's a writer. He tackles topics like relationships, fitness, time management, sex, parenting, and financial goals. But he is also a savant when it comes to fantasy football. So this is a segment we call Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup, where you call or text us questions asking for advice about life struggles, whether it's your career or your relationship, or you text us in and call in for questions about your lineup, which is what I thoroughly rely on Mike to help me with every week, because I like sports, but I don't necessarily know a lot about the individual players because I have a lot of other things that I have to be doing every week. But Mr. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you? How are you guys?
We're great. We had a fun morning that we already talked about, but overall, I mean, we're just doing great. But I'm going to give the number out again, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. If you have a question, call us, text us, and we will get you an answer. All right. We do already have one, which is a career slash like life goals question. Hey, Dr. Michael, I'm a 27-year-old guy. Oh, no. Nope. This is the wrong one. We did that one last week. Musician. Yeah. Career question. Hey, Dr. Michael, I'm a 33-year-old musician, and I've been somewhat successful making a living off my music career. Every time I try to level up and expand my horizons in the music industry, I chicken out. I say I'm going to call or email to get a bigger agent, but I don't. I plan on contacting venues I want to play at, but I always end up getting too scared to talk to a stranger and ask for something. Can you help me get out of my comfort zone and move myself forward?
Great question. And I like that they use that phrase comfort zone, right? You know, we all have these areas that we're comfortable with. Some people are, in this case, comfortable in a studio, but maybe not comfortable going out and being their own advocate or playing live or whatnot, and, you know, pounding the pavement. And other people have it flipped. You know, they get on camera or they get behind a microphone and for a studio and they choke a little bit. So I think the big thing is thinking about kind of not just being in the comfort zone, or outside of the comfort zone, but what I like to think of as sort of comfort zone edges. It sounds like this person is leaned right up against that edge. I know what I want. I even have a plan for what I want, but I'm getting a little rug burn from rubbing up right against the edge, right? We've all been there where we know it's right on the other side there, and other people have done it, so it can't be impossible, and I can totally do it, but I don't wanna, right? I'm too scared to do it. So I think like just owning where you are as far as like on the edge is concerned. And usually what helps people here is being the most prepared possible, right? So what can I do as I go to make this leap to make sure that I'm, you know, not nervous about what is on the other side of that edge or that fence, right? So maybe in this case, we can come up with scripts or templates that we can say about reaching out to people. We can ask friends for like what they've done in order to do this. And one other thing that's really helpful, Kristen, is a lot of times our minds, we become really good fiction writers, right? If I call, they're going to say, you're a loser. How dare you ever call me? We'll just quit the business. You know, I'm blacklisting you, right? We're excellent fiction writers. And I think we should ask ourselves realistically, what is the worst thing that could actually happen? Maybe they will hang up on us. Maybe they will say no and have your agent call here. We don't take those kinds of inquiries. And sit with that before you call. How would that be? Would you crumble? Would you die? You know, I think a lot of us have gone through a lot of tough times before, and we've gone over, you know, different kinds of comfort zone edges, you know, in the first place. So I think if you're the most prepared, you can kind of predict, you know, how this is going to go, what you're going to say, and you can prepare for the actual worst as well, then you're good to go. Again, I would start, like we've talked about this in previous weeks, be kind to yourself, self-compassion, slow and steady wins the race. Maybe just try one call. You don't have to call everybody in the phone book on the first day. I just aged myself by saying phone book. I realized that. But you don't have to call everybody in the Google either on the first day. And so I think if you can just do that and prepare yourself for both the best and the worst, then you can do it.
Because usually when we run up against things like this of the mental block of not doing the thing you know you're supposed to do, like in this case, be as a musician, knowing to call bigger agents or call venues, it comes back, I'm assuming, to a fear of failure, a fear of rejection. And so I think what you said as far as like, what is the worst that happens? If they say no, aren't I still in the same spot I'm in right now?
Yeah, that's such a good point. This kind of reminds me, and maybe we can talk about this in future weeks, so I don't mean to be all encompassing here, but this also kind of reminds me of like sort of this idea that we have in our culture now and pop psychology, if you will, about the idea of trigger words or trigger warnings and things like that. You know, those sorts of things are not there for us to avoid them, right? They're usually there for us to lean into them. Hey, this thing is going to happen and it's tough and it's scary. And so we should let you know that you got something to work through here, right? And the same thing here with our comfort zone. If I feel like I'm on the edge of my comfort zone and it's hurting me and I'm nervous, that's usually a pretty good sign that I should lean into it and not lean away from it, right? This is a moment for growth for me, even if it's difficult. Get the support you can from friends, prepare yourself as much as possible and all that sort of stuff, and also take the leap.
We are talking to Dr. Michael McCutcheon, and this is our weekly segment, Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. Text us, call us, 844-967-2789 with life advice, questions, fantasy questions,
football questions,
feedback, you know, whatever.
Everything.
Kristen, how's your league doing? How are you doing?
I won by 40 points again last week.
You are on top of it. This is amazing.
It helped that my friend who I played against last week had Kirk Cousins as her quarterback. She was very upset about that because while he beat us, while Kirk Cousins on the Vikings beat the Packers to the week prior, he wasn't great on Monday Night Football.
I think he completed as many passes to the Eagles as he did to his own team, the Vikings. So it was pretty fun. He, there were like people saying like, are you best friends like with Darius Slay, their defensive end? Are you just helping this guy out so he can get a promotion? No, he was terrible. Congratulations to you. You're killing it.
So 2-0 so far. So I'm looking at, you had reminded me to move out wide receiver Michael Pittman the morning of, so thank you for that reminder, and I did do that.
You're welcome.
But now, so he's still on my bench, but now there is a Hunter Renfro, who is another wide receiver, is also questionable right now. Should I leave him in? Should I move him out?
You have Renfro in right now?
Mm-hmm.
Who did we put on the bench last?
Pittman.
Who's on the bench?
We put Pittman on the bench.
But he's healthy now? There's still
a Q next to his name. What's funny about this is like all I see is the queue. I have no idea what's actually wrong with them or why they're questionable. All I see is the queue. I was like, oh, gotta swap them out.
You can click on him, but it will tell you something. But
I know, I don't have time for that, Michael. I have a 3-hour show every day.
I was going to say, unlike your boss, Sage, I have nothing going on, so I'm happy to text you on Sunday morning and remind you. So this is what I got going on. You're looking at it. I would put Pittman back in because hopefully he's getting healthier, and I will look on Sunday, and you could look on Sunday too if you want, for us to see if but he's a better receiver. He's gonna get more points if both healthy. So I would swap him back in just for now, and we can always swap them back out. But Pittman is the play there if they're both healthy.
So when do I start looking if there's other players I can be trading? I mean, obviously,
Not now, because people are getting a little antsy. You know, your friend who just lost by 30 and your friend who just lost by 40. Of course, that's because you too are a savant. It has nothing just to do with the weak competition. But they're getting scared, right? They've got some starters who suck, right? They spend a lot of draft capital on these people. So take somebody who, you know, maybe on your bench and has already scored some points and you're not using or whatever, and go try to get somebody if you want to and you know, prey on their desperation. That's my advice as a psychologist. Prey on the desperation of others.
But only when it comes to fantasy football, not in life in general, right?
Yes. Yes.
You totally need that plaque in your office, Dr. Mike.
Like totally. right Jay. Next to your PhD degree in behind you. It's like absolutely. A little placard that says prey on people's desperation.
Maybe the three of us all get group tattoos where we say that prey on the, just to remind us right here on the wrists, we always remember when the moment strikes, just prey on the desperation and weakness of others.
Take advantage of the weak.
I like the texter this morning, that piece of... Anyway.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. Do we have any texts right now?
We do. This, again, on our talk and text line, 844-967-2789. Hello, it's Moody from Toledo. Great segment, Dr. Mike. Anyways, is Amon-Ra St. Brown the best wide receiver in football? Should I start him over Justin Jefferson on Sunday? Thank you.
Wow. Thanks, Moody or Mati. I appreciate that. Good heavens.
That's Moody.
I don't think we can call him the best wide receiver in football just yet. You know, maybe we let him play a full season as a starter before we put him in the Hall of Fame. How about that? First things first. But do I think he's the best wide receiver in football? No, I think he's a top five, top six right now, starting him over Justin Jefferson. You know what? So he's not the best wide receiver in football, but this week, start him over Jefferson. Why not? I mean, he's a little cheaper. He scored a touchdown almost every single week for the past 6 or 7 weeks, dating back to last season. And, you know, and so, yeah, they just started starting him at the end of last season. He's just taken off. But you can still get him for whatever reason, a little bit cheap. So for that reason, he's like a bargain Jefferson. Speaking of bargains, we're not going to need a bargain, Jane or I, because when Kristen starts making $30 million a year, we're going to be holding on to her coattails. And Kristen's amazing because she's so generous. She's like, you know, already pre-agreed to split it with us three ways. So we're not going to need to worry about money.
Absolutely. That's just the kind of person she is, Dr. Mike.
It's just who she is. It's just who she is. And I've already started spending as if you're making $30 million a year. So get on it, please.
I don't even have a good comeback for that right now, but I wish. We could all just put that out into the universe that will happen someday, that one of us will really, our careers somehow will go, and be able to take care of everyone in the community. All right. Well, in the 3 minutes we have until we have to go to break, let's do another question that we have as far as gym, fitness, health. All right. Hi, Dr. Michael. I just can't seem to stick to the healthy habits I set out for myself. I tell myself that I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week, but I never seem to do it, not even close. I want to get toned and look good in a bathing suit next summer, but I keep on eating terribly. To be honest, sometimes I feel like I lack willpower in several areas of my life. How can I improve my discipline around health and fitness and other things too?
Great question. I know we only have a couple of minutes, Jane, so I'll be brief about this. You know, I do think that we're using words like willpower and discipline. These are words that are sort of pop psychology words that we sort of use in that regard. I would take it even a little deeper, actually. I would say we should start thinking about these sorts of things as self-respect questions, right? If somebody else says, show up and meet me at the gym, we're probably going to respect them and their time to go do that. If a teacher, professor gives you a syllabus, you're probably going to show up when the class is supposed to start and turn in your papers, wouldn't that? Because you respect the class, you respect the professor, you respect the process and the institution. But when it comes to ourselves, sometimes we don't have that same respect, right? We say, oh, it's just my plans, right? It's just my schedule, right? It's my goals. And we don't respect it as much. So I think this is a time for us to sort of look at that stuff as it's not about the gym. It's not about eating right. It's about self-respect, self-love, and actually making sure that you take yourself and your goals as seriously as you would other people's time, other people's emotions, other people's needs, right? So a great quote that I love and I think about it all the time is Joan Didion saying, the willingness to accept responsibility for one's own life is the source from which self-respect springs. I think that's a beautiful quote. And so if we can do these little things like eating right and going to the gym, we might find self-respect popping up and springing up in other areas as well.
Well, look at that. That was a great sentiment to end this first segment on. But Dr. Mike will be here when we get back after the break. So stick around. Send us your questions, 844-967-2789. You can text us. You can call us, 844-96-PARTY. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Goodbye to you. Yeah.
69 offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome back to Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup on As Goes Wisconsin, our segment we do every Thursday at 11:30, because on Thursday, if you are in a fantasy football league, you should be setting your lineup for the week, because tonight is the first game, which if you're listening, or I mean, if you're watching the live stream on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, you might have noticed that Dr. Mike just did a costume change. Did you just throw on your jersey during the commercial break?
Absolutely. The Browns are playing tonight. It's trying to get that good juju going. Harry Styles, Lady Gaga costume change has nothing on me. Let's go.
How upset were you when the Jets beat the Browns last weekend?
your husband texted me afterwards, and I don't know if I told him this, but I literally had to wait to drive home. My left eye was twitching so badly that I honestly couldn't see, and it would have been dangerous to drive. The Browns had, I don't want to waste people's time here, but the last time that this happened, that somebody collapsed that bad, 13 points in under 2 minutes, was 2001, and it was the Cleveland Browns who did that then. I honestly am a masochist or something. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I was unwell. That's how I was doing. I was unwell.
Yeah. I feel like you've come to expect that. Ohio State, I feel like, is when you get very upset if they lose, because at least with the Browns, you've the level, the understanding that putting your expectations in check with that team is kind of standard.
Right. That is the trick to having a happy life. Low expectations. Another gem we should get tattooed on our wrists, right? Those low expectations.
All right. Well, we have a question from our team. Social media manager Brooke told me at the break that she has a question that she wants to ask you.
Oh, great. Great. Hey, Brooke.
Hi. It's nice to meet you. Oh. Hello?
You're on.
Oh, hi. Okay. So this is my question. So I am doing some freelance work as a videographer. And the person I met with, we kind of talked about pay, but didn't really go into detail. And I have been like all week like, oh, you know, I should ask. But I cannot bring myself to actually email and ask. I don't know. I feel sort of bad or uncomfortable. And I don't know how to get over it.
I hear you. Great question. Money's really a touchy topic with lots of folks for all different kinds of reasons, and especially if we're asking for it. Right? That can be a tough one. Brooke, you sound like a really kind, calm, cool person. I would assume that when you do ask, whether it's an email or in person, just be yourself and be flat about it. Hey, just realize that it slipped my mind. We never talked about pay or about the rate. I'm wondering what you had in mind. That's it, right? Nice and easy, nice and simple. If you want to feel a little bit better before you press send, feel free to text it to a friend or email it to some Kristen will edit it for you and make sure that it's fine. And say, hey, this looks great, or I might say a little bit around here. We're not trying to be passive and we're not trying to be aggressive. We're just trying to be just nice and flat about it. That's it. Kristen will happily edit it. But yeah, I think just make sure you have somebody to give it a look, so that, and maybe she'll even press the send button for you, right? Just whatever you gotta do. But I think, there's no reason to feel bad about getting paid for the work that you're doing.
Dr. Mike, this seems like a very female problem to me, that women have a much harder time asking for money and asking for what they deserve than men do. I can't imagine many men going, oh, I feel badly about asking for the money. That wouldn't happen.
Oh, I mean, it's funny. I work with people, all different ages, genders, and whatnot. And a lot of women who I work with will apply for jobs that are like lateral moves, right? Or something that's a little bit under, and they think they can get it, and then they'll work their way up. I've got men who are 24 years old, be like, I could apply for the senior vice president job. Yeah, I'm sure that it's totally fine. And it's just like, and I'm like, I don't want to discourage you from going and getting your dreams here, but also. Calm down, son. Right? Yeah, so you're totally right, Jane. There is a trend there, absolutely. But what do we tell people, Jane, when we see people not getting promoted or we see people not being paid, you know, equally whatnot, and that happens for a while, you know, if we tell women that, then of course they're going to react, right? It's not just a, you know, women biological thing. It's certainly a cultural trend we're seeing for understandable reasons, for sure.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up today with another football fact or fiction. Dr. Mike, right. Fact or fiction? After 2 weeks of football, the Cincinnati Bengals are the most disappointing team in the NFL, and the Miami Dolphins are the happiest surprise of the 2022 NFL season.
Wow.
Fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction? I'm going to say the Dolphins being the happiest surprise, if you're a Dolphins fan. That is fact. That they're so fun to watch. They've got two speedsters for wide receivers. Tua, the quarterback, has been kind of poo-pooed for a long, long time, and everybody's making fun of him and saying he can't throw. He looked great. Six touchdowns last week. Six touchdowns in a week. They look great. They're a lot of fun. They revamped their offense. They're going to be a problem. The Bengals being the biggest disappointment. Again, so what we just talked about, right? Jane, we have expectations for the Bengals, and so they look disappointing. Between you and me, Kristen, and all my Ohio fans or my friends are gonna kill me for this, I didn't have expectations for the Bengals. I thought they got a little hot and lucky last year, so I'm not really surprised by them. I'm most disappointed with the Tennessee Titans. They're 0-2, and they were the number one seed in the AFC last year, and they look terrible. They got shellacked by the Bills by 275 points or something on last Monday night. So I think that the biggest disappointment are the Titans. They look bad.
All right. Fact or fiction? In daily fantasy this week, I should just pay top dollar for quarterbacks Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes instead of trying to save a few bucks by going with someone like Jalen Hurts. Fiction.
We don't even know who, we don't know who these people are going to be throwing to. Who's Tom Brady throwing to? Who's Mahomes even going to throw to? These are all, we don't even know what's, I mean, Mahomes will probably get a win, but stats wise, I'm not counting on it. Jalen Hurts just ran for two touchdowns and a bunch of yards, threw for a touchdown in that game you were talking about against the Vikings, the lowly Minnesota Vikings. And I think Jalen Hurts is just great. He's got to be in the MVP race already early on, and he's here to stay. So I would go with Jalen, save a few bucks, and then go pay up for a running back, wide receiver, or something.
All right. Well, if you can answer this quickly, because we only have a minute left. Fact or fiction? Amazon, who is now the broadcaster of Thursday Night Football and a company that people love to hate, might actually be good at hosting primetime NFL football games?
I know, right? They're good. Watch the game tonight. Watch the Browns, you know, lose a heartbreaker tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be crying. It's a really good product that they put out last week. I hope they keep it up. Not a lot of fluff around the edges.
Fact. All right. Well, we're out of time. It goes fast. But Dr. Michael McCutcheon, we will see you again next week for Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. So we'll take your questions in the middle of the week and save them up. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you.
All right. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, talk about some Wisconsin news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
And you know that you're going to lose anyhow. So why